States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 different countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace, through music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000 US, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000 US. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 US to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the United States, from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Simple Living in Florida, USA on April 26, 2001.
I read a story, very touching. There was a lady who was very lonely. She was sick and she got divorced and gone through a very emotionally upsetting period. So everybody suggested having a dog, you know, for company. She said, oh, dog's boring. Let them talk. They said, okay, then buy a parrot. They talk. So she went out and ask the expert, and they recommend the African Grey, which is the most talkative, the most accomplished talker of all the parrots. So she bought one and came home. And then soon enough, really picked up many things. This would be very suitable for Irish people. For example, he would say, one potato, two potatoes, three potatoes. He does say things like that. And what's going on here, you know? What's up? He make the lady laugh a lot all day long, and this is good. He pick up and he answer in the right moment, you know, it's not just like nonsense. But then one day there was a plumber, and he went into her house to fix the pipe. And he was messing up under the sink. Suddenly he heard a voice say, one potato, two potato, three potato, four potato. And then he looked around, nobody. And he continued under the sink again. And suddenly he heard, don't pull on the carpet. And it sounds exactly like the owner's voice. So the plumber had enough. He stood up, you know, packed his stuff and said, if you want to play game, miss, go ask somebody else. I'm not here for that. And the owner was so surprised and said, well, what's up? What's wrong? And he said, didn't you say just what you did? He said, what? What did I say? Well, you say one potato, two potato, four potato. And the owner laughed. He said, well, that's not too bad, is it? It's nothing too bad. So the plumber said, and how about don't pull on the carpet? And the owner knew it. She took her head and said, oh, that's bad, that's bad. Okay, come here, I introduce you to my bird. So they come and say, here is, you know, so-and-so, here is so-and-so. And the bird looked at him and said, what's up? Something like that, you know. So he just laughed and said, okay, it's fine, you know. So he continued. But for a long time, the owner tried to teach the parrot to say, I love you. Pat Maya, that's her name. Because every time she come home from work, you know, he always greeted her, like, say, holy smoke, it's cold out there. Yeah. And then very happy, when she opened the crate, he always jump on her arm and then put his head on her chest and all that. Very loving and very, very welcoming. So Pat tell him that, oh, you're surely happy to see me, aren't you? Why don't you tell me you love me? Say you love me, Pat Maya. But the parrot never say that. And he say anything else like, I live on the 45th Street. My name is Casey. So the owner said, I know what you live, I know what you call. I just want you to tell me you love me. But the parrot never say anything. And so he just said, ah, stupid bird. So simple, you can't say it. You just pick up all nonsense. All right, so she don't care. At Christmas time, coming near, she tried to teach the parrot how to sing the Christmas carol, jingle bell, and all that. And she teach him for many days, for weeks. And the parrot never say any, one word, never, never repeat one word. Every time after the owner stopped singing, you know, like, teach her a sentence and the whole song, and after she stopped, he always say, wow, that's it. So the owner gave up, say, oh my God, I'm fed up with you. You're probably too stupid to pick up a tune anyway, so okay, forget it, forget it. But Christmas goes near. At that time, to begin the celebration of family, at that precise second, he sing the parrot. Jingle bell, jingle bell. But he didn't do it all these weeks. Just do it that time. Anyway, and then so that was Christmas. And afterward, the owner went to go on holiday for 3 weeks because she's already feeling better. She need to get away for a while. So she leave the bird to her friend to take care. After 3 weeks, she came back. The bird don't want nothing to do with her anymore. She just sit in the crate. Don't say nothing. Don't hello, don't goodbye, don't holy smoke, just go out there, nothing anymore. Not potato even. So the owner was very, of course, trying very hard to win the bird back, you know. Every time she wanted to touch him, normally he would run to her arm and go to her chest and rest there, but this time no. He moved in the far corner of the crate and just turned around somewhere else, pretend not to know. So she was coaching him all the time, say, oh, I love you so much, I do miss you. You surely miss me, don't you? We are together, we are family members. I could never not to come back, I would come back. I just, you know, need to get away for a while, so don't be angry, please. After 5 days, the bird gives in, you know, relented, and jumped on her arm and then rest on her chest again. And at that time, the lady could say, okay, thank you, you know, I love you, I appreciate you very much. You are my only companion, my best friend, everything. And I love you so much. And at that time, the bird said, I love you, Pat Maya. After all this time, he saved it. as if he doesn't know how, but when he wanted to say it, he would. What a clever creature. My God, can you believe that? They're so clever. And yet people treat them like nothing, you know, eat them or whatever. A different bird, of course. You have to be yourself, okay? And that's the best. You learn spiritual with me, but you don't copy my action because it's all different. We are both very different. We are the same inside, but we are different outside because God made us this way so that the world is colorful and beautiful. The world is beautiful because you are what you are. But suppose everybody looks like me, it would be so boring to look at myself every day. Then I might just well stay in front of a mirror 24 hours, no need to see anyone. I like original people. I like genuine stuff. Any stuff, if it's genuine, it's just nice. For example, you know, the small Maltese, the dog, he's small, but he's cute as he is. You know, he's beautiful. And the big German Shepherd, he's beautiful because he's like that. They both cannot copy each other and look good. For example, my Maltese, because his hair is very long, normally very long. And he loved to wallow in the mud or in the dirt. As long as he can get on the grass, that's it. He's everywhere sniffing and everything, eat all kind of junk and mouth all black and, you know, all the paws black and the tum-tum become African color. Oh, my God. And decorated with all kind of leaves and flower and grass that he pick up on the lawn. So I said, cut short so I can wash him, you know, every time. And then he has his freedom at the same time. When we cut his hair short, my goodness, he looked like an ugly poodle. So I said to him, my God, you are just a suit. Without hair, he don't look like anything. Before with hair, oh, look very noble, elegant, beautiful. When he run in the wind, you know, the wind blowing his hair. Wow, beautiful picture. But now he looks so short like a monk, you know. For example, like that. Dog can teach you a lot. Make you realize that why you don't like copy, because don't look the same. Some dog very short hair and they look cute. Some dog don't have hair at all. But if the Maltese have no hair, then he looks so ugly, ugly, ugly. But it has to be, you know, at least some hair. He looks too small, too skinny, too long, too nothing. His face too pointed, too long. His tail is too weak. Because otherwise the Maltese, very long hair, you know, from the shoulders, stand down here. Everything go flowing to the floor. And even his tail, you have to bind it up. And it flowed to the floor, you know. And his hair and everything, beautiful. He's white all over. That's Maltese, they're all white. And he wants to wallow in the mud. You know, his color changed into black in no time. No need to do anything about dyeing hair or nothing. He just run into the grass for a while and try to find the blackest area in the whole yard just to wallow in it. Throwing his whole body in there and roll over again and back and forth and in and out and up and down. And put his nose in there and dig in with all fours and then smelling all over and then bury himself in there. But he enjoys. When I come, I say, what are you doing? He look at me, I say, what do you mean, Yaya, what I'm doing? Don't you see I'm having fun? Dog can spend hours digging nonsense and chasing all kind of shadows under the tree and contented and eat whatever the owner gives him. And we, on the contrary, you know, spend hours on end searching anything that we think is very meaningful, like counting the stars and weighing the stone from the moon and things like that. Cost $1 billion. And we think that's cool. And the dog is right there. He enjoys right that moment. His own stone on his backyard. He can explore forever. The small garden. He can run up and down in and out every day. And it's all new to him every day. Every day he dig a new corner. You should see his face when you come. It's all muddy and, you know, dry grass everywhere and all over. And when I come and look at him, His face is all muddy and all over. I don't even recognize him at all, but his eyes shining. You know? What do you mean, what I'm doing? You know? Surprise, you know. Like, what a question. He has so much fun that nothing else matters at all. And I worry to death. I always worry worms and insects and all kind of things. But they're okay, you know, they're okay with it. The way he smears all over his face and look at me like that, you know, like, my God. It's a picture of perfection. Picture of purity, innocence, simplicity, just pure joy. Just thinking is a pure joy, nothing else. My God. So small, all white, but all covered with black. Mud here, grass there, and you know, the whole face is out of shape. But the eye is so sparkling, and look at me. You must be kidding me. What kind of question? He can spend hours there, you know, doing nothing, just like that. So happy, happy, you know. And his whole body is vibrate. His eyes sparkling. His ear all sharp, you know. And his tail wagging forever. It's like automatic machine. I'm so happy. We need a lot to have fun. We need a fast car, fast high-rising building and all that, you know, to have fun. Oh, I mean, everybody else, not me. My life is more simple. You gotta live a simple life to enjoy. Actually, you guys are almost there. You plant your own vegetable. You can cook your meal, and that is amazing. You know how many men can cook in this world after their marriage? Without their wife, they cannot do anything. So they became kind of dependent. So you guys are really impressing me with your cooking style. You know, bad every day different. Look, cook good. It's easy, you know, follow a recipe. Yeah? You can buy many books and try. But if you're really hungry, anything will taste like heaven, really. And if somebody cook also with love, then it's really mighty fine.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Up next on Supreme Master Television is Healthy Living, right after Noteworthy News. May your days be beautiful and joyous.